Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, E.T., we are firemen! We are firemen!
Industry
fire,
Ready
fire,
Production, ESPeaks.com.
Make your purchase now.
Hey everybody, welcome.
So
this is WM Radio. This is Chelsea Sarah.
It's coming to you.
Hey guys.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's up?
That was good.
So that was Carrie Louise Taylor from London.
Anything in there to respond to?
Yo, it's Errol C. from Winnipeg.
Oh, hey, what's up, Errol? So,
yeah.
I'm just letting everyone know I'm like broadcasting with my phone right now. can't make it to the show because they have like a huge time difference, and I guess it's like 4 or 5 a.m. Right now. So who's all on the air right now? Introduce yourself.
The Arrow C from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Solo artist. Up and coming. You know what's up.
I know we got Shannon
G
on the line.
What's up, Shannon G from Houston, Texas. Co-host of Gary Chelsea.
We got the radio group from Untalkables. They're all on the line.
X that out right there.
It's your boy Nightcrawl, Fort Worth, Texas, Untalkables radio host.
Okay, we got some Texans in here.
I don't know what that is. That's something going to kill the internet.
So how was your guys' show tonight?
I mean, it does what it do all the time. You know, we got our faithful listeners that call in and send music and got new formats that we pumping through there. We now doing a battle of the songs every Wednesday. So every song that makes it through our Blast of the Trash segment gets to go on to battle with other songs that have made it. So we're trying new things.
That sounds pretty dope.
Any of my co-hosts on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you realize, man, music was your passion?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been doing music for over 20 years.
I used to be an artist myself.
I started out rapping.
Okay.
Me and my Goon Life family, you know, we did our Thug Pizzle for years. And I just decided now I just want to be behind the scenes because, you know, I'm up there in my age. I'm 40 now. So I decided it's time for me to sit back. I don't want to be no 50-something-year-old rapper out here. You know what I'm saying? Rapping just to make a living. Nah, I'm cool with that.
You know, funny thing you said that me and Chelsea was just talking about that earlier, being a our age to rapping. You know, rap is poetry. You know what I mean? You know, it's crazy how R&B, you can be 9 to 99 and everybody going to respect you for your talent, but people don't want to see, I guess you could say, middle-aged rapper. But to me, you know, rap has no talent. You know, that's what I'm trying to promote because talent is talent. Talent shouldn't have no age on it. You know what I mean?
You're right, you know, and I agree with you on that, you know. Hip-hop is the only genre that puts a label on, you know what I'm saying, as far as what age you should be. Now, I didn't do it because anybody, you know what I'm saying, seeing that I, you know, there's no possible way I could do it. No, I didn't listen to none of that. I defied odds all my life, you know, so I could have still been out there, but I chose to take a back seat because, one, I don't like a lot of the music up to date anyway. You know, it's this mumble rap shit I don't like.
Right.
I come from real bars era where you spit real bars, you know what I'm saying? It ain't
it's
bullshit, you know. So that was one of my reasons for stepping back, you know, and two, because I wanted to actually, you know what I'm saying, help others who were in my position when I started. You know, when I started, nobody told me anything. Everybody kept trying to, oh, well, this, that, and the other, but they would never give me the information that I needed, you know what I'm saying, to push forward. So I had to learn on this shit on my own. So everything that I've learned, I'm trying to help other artists to where they don't have to go through that bullshit. If you got skills, let's go ahead and then work in some way, shape, fashion, form, and make it happen.
Yeah, Okay. So what age limit do you think that is a good time to say, hey, either I'm going to produce or I'm just going to, you know, like you say, fall in the shadow and let the youngsters have a spot?
I don't believe that there's no age bracket. I don't, and I'm not even gonna put one in there, because I believe if music is in your heart and that's what you believe in, I believe that's what you should be doing. And I don't even give a damn if 103.
Right. Anybody else got a take on that? Well, I guess everybody agree.
So, who else do we have on the air with us?
Yo, what's up? This is Taylor the Great from Dallas, Texas.
What's up, fam?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Not much, man.
Yeah. Man, what's up here from my area?
Yes, sir. Hey, Texas representing hard tonight.
yeah, hello.
Oh, so, Kane, we got two guests that are on the line with us. We have Arrow C from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. He has a song called Young and
what's
Crazy
that?
Tonight. And we got... is it Kata the Great from Dallas, Texas?
Nightcrawler from Fort Worth.
Already.
Fort Worth in the building. What's good?
Yes, sir. I was just in Dallas, Sunday
yep.
I was in Dallas.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I got mad love for Fort Worth, man. Real talk.
Hey, like I say, I got love for D-Town because D-Town showed me love ever since I've been here.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. That's what we do.
Already.
We gotta look out for each other, man. You know, the only thing that I noticed being in the music industry, man, that our hometown, we won't support each other, but if you got somebody out there from ATL or somewhere out of state, you know, they quicker to bump their stuff on our radio stations than support our own, you know, Texas. I just don't understand that.
We hear that all the time.
In the city, period.
We hear that all the time, especially in the DFW area. In the DFW area, there is a lot of that goes on. I mean, you got artists from every walk of life right here in the DFW area, and yet and still they choose to run away or not network amongst the people within that that area. You know,
exactly.
I'm not from the DFW area myself, but I've been here for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had the opportunity to see what's really going on. And I'm doing what I can to try to bridge a gap within that particular situation between the artists that I can reach out to. But, you know, some of them, again, if you're not from here, you know, it makes it that much harder for me to network with them because I'm not from here.
Exactly.
And see, I've seen a big difference. I really started, like, just doing my music when I was up in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between Washington State and down here is I got a better reception up in Washington than I did back home. It was the weirdest thing. Like, I went up there, I didn't even perform. I just went out there with my partner and I had like a stack of CDs in my hand. And see, if I did that down here, I just got a grip of CDs in my hand. Ain't nobody gonna come to you. They ain't finna talk to you. But when I was up there, everybody didn't even hear me spit a bar. They walking up to me, hey, what CD is that? That's you? Hey, how much you selling for them? Like, it was crazy. They didn't even know how I get down. But because they saw that I had something, they wanted to rock with
me. Yeah.
But you know,
and that's why I love Dallas so much, because when I moved here, I was doing music, and I actually did a couple shows in Dallas. I got showed more love in Dallas than I get showed in Fort Worth.
That's because Fort Worth is a different entity. Fort Worth is on some different stuff, but you can surprise
how
the money is definitely there.
Eternally, Dallas
is not
down
there. They're just going to give it to you when you go back to work and tell them
Dallas will beef with each other.
That's all they're going to do.
Dallas will beef with each other quickly.
Yeah, that's because you go over there.
Because they see somebody getting on, and they see somebody doing good for them, they want to hate. Nobody wants to see nobody come up in the city.
I tell you what, you call your friends and tell them that they don't know shit about nothing and see how fast they learn it.
But, hey, it's my city, though. I still love it, you know what I mean? I still rep for it.
Yo. All
right.
So, tell me a little bit something about that song that you're submitting.
I don't know, it's just a little bit what my life is like growing up and shit, you know? Struggle and shit.
What do you think, like, the music scene is in Manitoba, Canada?
It's actually pretty diverse. There's a lot of different artists out here. They got big ones coming out right now. Compound Killers actually coming to Winnipeg on their tour.
So, where are you, like, where can people find your music links? Like, you want to give anybody some shout-outs before we get into your song?
You can find my music on youtube.com/ARR0WC. And you can find me on Instagram at Errol Ruckus.
Do you want to, like, spit some bars for the listeners out there?
Sure. Just a little song, I guess.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, check it out. I was raised up as a mischief. I didn't listen to missions. I was gifted with these visions of living without precision. I didn't choose it. Was given something I wouldn't do. I just did it. I'm on a mission. They got these bitches wishing for kisses. Listen, I'ma go and get it. These riches, I'm on it. You're a victim of the streets, and you see I'm a product. My position is sufficient, and it's vision you want it. It's only logic. Yeah, I get it. You win it for profit. Honest to God, I don't want it to stop. Making music and money's what I'm dreaming about. I'm living that life, so you can say I'm living a dream. Nothing's perfect over here, so there's nothing perfect to see. You see, I'm perfectly fine, living life, following dreams. I'm following my to shine, while others following me. I don't even need to try, the others don't even see that I'ma be getting mine under nobody's wings.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Anybody else got a quick 16?
A little something for y'all.
We only got one life to live on this planet called Earth, and it hurts to know that some ain't never been in a church unless they rode in a hearse. Then the tears start to burst at the eyes of friends and family before they're placed in the dirt. From birth, we all curse thanks to the couple made first. Read the Bible if in denial, clearly wrote in these verse. But to make matters work, we have a chance at rebirth thanks to the God who dwells in heaven who sent the Son to save Earth. We lost Big and Pac. When will it stop? Nobody knows. Killing Negroes to show some population control. Our Father, which art in heaven, you see the life that we live in. Most black people are dead and gone, and the others in prison. On this mission, I must succeed, doctor, jealousy and greed. Take heed to what is real and pass it down on my seed. Take the lead for those to follow who think they promise tomorrow. No one knows the day and time when your life will be swallowed, and that's real.
I like that.
Like this.
Nice.
Since we on this spiritual, since you brought it to the spiritual, man, I'm gonna spit this little 16 and welcome my new home while he's going to that council, man. And he's telling me how you talk to God. So I told him, I say quitting ain't an option when you got kids to feed. IV in your arm and the wife saying she needs. At the back of your mind, you think you're on your last leg. Can't focus on healing because you don't want your family to be. Just when you thought all hope was gone, a doctor came in the room and said you're about to go home. Your results came back, and they cancer-free. I told you you would be in good hands to chill with me. So that was a little serious approach to that. And I sit at him, man. He told me he helped him out, man, you know, going through that little struggle.
Yeah, all right, man. All right. That's love.
So
I'm hearing bars. I'm hearing bars for the night. I ain't hearing no bullshit.
Hey, man, so who all on the line, man? This Philo the Great checking in from Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville. But, you know, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, by way of Memphis, Tennessee. I reside in Nashville, country music city of the world.
Okay, shout out. Yeah. Your boy, shout out from Houston, Texas. Go hosting with Chad.
What it do? And don't forget to say you also my co-host on the Untalkables radio station, Mr. Philo the Great.
That's real. That is real. We got the Untalkables platform. That's correct. On Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. Yes, that's true. Yes, that is. And that's a lovely platform. So we just came to show love, man. Spread love, because that's what it's all about, man. It's a vibing people who got the thing is, man, is connecting with people who got the same interests and like-mindedness. And you don't have to be the beauty part of that is you don't never have to be raised with a person, never have to go to school with them, never have to have an emotional tie with them to click with a person who has the same like-mindedness as you, and y'all accomplish something and reach a common goal. And that's what I'm involved in right now, and it's been such a beautiful thing.
All
right, that's a mouthful right there,
man. So, you know, with EJ the A&I, Florida, with Nightcrawler out there in Texas, Bozo.
Somebody call me.
In New York, you know what I'm saying? So, it's, man, we everywhere.
Somebody
Ohio,
call me.
Tennessee, Cali. Who is this? Who is that? Who is this?
Who called me?
Canada. I called you, bro.
Chelsea
Philo the Great called you.
Yes,
hey. Yes, I said, look.
Motherfucking building. What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Hey,
what
bro.
What it do?
Hey,
Luda,
so
thank y'all for having us talk about. Thank y'all for having us out with y'all, man. We definitely appreciate it. And you know, hope we could build this into a real union, man, so we could take this thing over together. Y'all got a dope platform. We got a dope platform. It's all love on this end.
And the most important thing,
really
don't forget, man.
Yeah.
When people put bars, get signed, boy, forget where they came from, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I can't never forget where you come from, man. That's real talk.
I know.
But know where you're going. So, how can I send you all some music to play on you all's platform?
You talking to Chelsea or somebody else?
No, I'm talking to
Chelsea,
the host of this show. Yeah, Miss Chelsea.
You could IM it to her. I don't know if you're friends with on Phil's Facebook, but you can look up and shoot it to her. And I don't know, she got some kind of program, she could download it and she could play it on the show for you.
Life is rough, my life is known for that crazy shit. I was born to blow, was born so tough. You'll never know how I made it in. I made it in by the way I live, and you're hating it. But ain't about it, they with the shits, cause you's a bitch. Now watch your lips, cause I'm about so many stories, so little time. So many 40, so many crimes. So many people done lost their lives. Too many people wanting mine. Now walk the line, cause I'm drinking lean. Cause I'm walking straight, not being me. Life is rough, my life's known for that crazy shit. I was born to blow, was born so tough. You'll never know how I made it in. I made it in by the way I live, and you're hating it. But ain't about it, they with the shits, cause you's a bitch. Now watch your lips, cause I'm about so many stories, so little time. So many 40, so many crimes. So many people done lost their lives. Too many people wanting mine. Now walk the line, cause I'm drinking lean. Cause I'm walking straight, not being me. That's how we live, and just how get it going, gotta serve the heat. Gotta feed myself and burn the green. I gotta dip the scene, cause I heard police. Growing up, I was young and crazy. Growing up, I was young and crazy. That's the way these streets made me. That's the way these streets made me. Growing up, I was young and crazy. Growing up, I was young and crazy. That's the way these streets made me. That's the way these streets made me. Growing up, I was young and crazy. Young thug with a lot of hate. And things change, but not my life. Only dollar bills when I'm talking right. Talking sheep, but I pay my dues. Things y'all would say, or things I do. It's hard to face me when he got the news that I walk the streets. Say you say you do. Almost a veteran. These new cats, we won't let them in. Take them out before they settle in. Watch for all of the elements. Cause I'm spitting like a dragon is. I'm crazy like my life is gone. Right or wrong, I'ma do it till nothing. And my life is right at all. I'ma ride it out till the ride is gone. Man, life's too short, but some find it long. I was once young and once dumb, but now I find that I'm the one to call. Growing up, I was young and crazy. Growing up, I was young and crazy. That's the way these streets made me. That's the way these streets made me. Growing up, I was young and crazy. Growing up, I was young and crazy. That's the way these streets made me. That's the way these streets made me.